views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Okay, everybody, fasten your seatbelt. Yeah, I told you this was coming, and now the time is here. Whether you're on Facebook Live or you're listening on whatever network you're listening on, today's show is all about you. Today is when we bring in somebody that has been a longtime host of the fabulous hit show, The Truth is Funny, as well as an incredible best-selling author, teacher, coach, you name it. Magical speaker is like an understatement. But more importantly, I have gotten to take this journey with Colette Marie Steffen. And here's this. Never in my wildest dreams did I see so much talent unfold in front of me in such a short period of time. The minute that I looked at these fabulous dragon cards and I saw the one that called to me, I just thought, this has got to be something that connects us. But today's show is what her work is truly about. Today's show is about looking at, have we switched into 2019? Did you think the blood moon was going to change your energy, maybe change the outcome of what? Disappointing starts to 2019. But guess what? Maybe I haven't had much action going on there. Today's show is this. Switch into neutral with Colette. All of the fabulous dragons that are going to come to play. And let's talk about how we can tap in to this amazing day today. Disappointments in our love life. Colette Marie, you know? It's like my mom used to say, you make your bed, you sleep in it.
My mom used to say, it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor one. That was my mom. And you and I were just talking about my mom.
Yeah,
We were talking about how I'm going to the Illuminate Psychic Fair, and that's coming up this weekend in Kelowna. And we'll be at the booth, and we're going to be doing consultations. I'm doing 15-minute consultations and with three dragon cards. And I was asked to be on the board of a panel of three experts with the keynote speaker and another speaker on Sunday at 3:30. And that's a free forum where you can ask anything, you know, kind of like the radio show, Pat.
Yeah. And part of this too is really looking at what it is we brought into the energy of this to begin with. You know, what did we bring into 2019? I want to start with the conversation, but more importantly, here's what I want to say. Throughout the show today, we have opened up the phone lines because this isn't just about chit-chatting about things. This is about clearing the pathway for what I am calling a mega epic year. Mega epic. And why am I calling that? Is that like a double entendre or some kind of grammatically incorrect thing I just said? The reason I'm saying it is because for those of you out there, you know that you have spent a lifetime stepping into what the energy is here. It's not the same for everybody, and we're going to hear about it today. Mm-hmm. But we're taking your calls because shift happens. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, type your comments in there. What do you have to say? What do you need some help with? And let's kick it up. All right. just a new year. We're off to disappointing. Yeah. Okay. Tell what's up with
well,
that?
Well, I'm getting a lot of different points of views around that. For me, the year has been far from disappointing. It's been extremely, my days have been extremely full. I started Tales from the Vector with the dragon cards 12 years ago and on February 1st. And that's the day that my cat Pearl was born. And I brought them out in April 28, 3 years ago. I only had 25 at that time. And that was the day that my little Stella, the kitten, was born on the August 28th. I was out at Spring Festival of Awareness. And now that I have 61 paintings of 64 done. Yay!
Wow.
Yeah. And this has been a big project because they are very big 3x4 foot paintings. And behind me here, I've been busy redecorating my booth. And this dragon here is one of the favorite. That's our performance dragon. So I thought he was perfect. This is sexuality. And this is Ange Extasia. And she is the crystal queen. She is the generator. She sits on a crystal grid and she is pulling source energy through her and letting it flow through her. And so you can see she's got the infinity symbol, the figure eight, which is the same as what is on my book. When she first came through and she told me there were 64, I was like, are they little? No.
Oh, I thought you would ask, in this lifetime? I thought you'd be like, is this going to be like a past life thing that I have to come back 50 million times?
Well, I'm so stoked because now I have put them all together and I'm working on the last few. I have the foundation for my new Call to Dance program, which incorporates these dragons. I've been sharing that information with people for 2 years now. And the feedback is amazing. I'm really like the dragons are having fun playing. There's some funny stories that if you listen to the Truth is Funny radio show, some of the people that call in, I mean, you can't help. Like this one lady, she was calling in and she was wanting to go to work, work out of home for over a year and a half, but kind of kept getting shut down. Not yet, not yet, not yet. And so she called in to the radio show and we worked on it a couple weeks ago. And then she was on the radio show with another guest. And she said, as she looked out the window, her car was being towed away from work. My guest and I just laughed because, you know, and she said, so $176. Well, I didn't think that was that funny until I realized 176 is my house number. So, and a day and a half later, she reports to me that she's now working from home like she wanted.
Wow. I mean, look at this. This is what we're talking about. But I want to just hop in. Oh, you know, it's guess what time it is? 11:11.
Oh, I see what happened. Can you hold on just one sec? Come on, kitchen. Come in. Whoops, she got cut. Hold on.
Oh, my God. She locked her kitten out. Okay, you can only see this on Facebook Live. Kind of interesting.
Sorry, she snuck out the door somehow. She got it open and it snowed outside and she's too cold. That's why I couldn't figure out.
Does she actually want to come in or is she trying to run away from us?
No, she's wanting to be in the room here and be obnoxious.
Usually she jumps up on the computer when we talk, right?
Yeah.
She's
sitting here.
Oh.
But like she's, you know, she's just being a pain all morning. She's excited because the dragons are coming out.
Okay, during the break, what I'm going to go do is I'm going to get my little dog and bring it back. And
okay.
So you can have fun with your kitty and your dog.
Yeah, there you go. I can't remember. We were talking about this.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing that I want to just try to make sense of because this is why you and I have so much fun talking. I am not the kind of person, and you and I could really have a chat about this. I love expectations. I love them. Mm-hmm. I love. It's like, ooh, expectations. Now, Having said that, expectations can have a hook.
Mm-hmm.
A hook.
Expectations create limitations.
Expectations with attachment.
Yes.
That's the limitation.
I have a card in my deck, and I'll see if I can find them here. Expectation and anticipation. This is anticipation.
Benny.
And I love her.
Anticipation.
Yeah, anticipation. And then we have expectation. And we'll
okay,
see if
let's
we can
see
find
it.
That. They're twins. They're from Italy.
Okay.
They're about when you're caught between a rock and a hard place. And they are extremely...
That's when you cut your arm off like that guy did. That was caught in the rock.
Oh, tell me about that. I didn't hear about
that. Yeah, it's a fabulous movie, right? He had a decision to make. I'm caught in the rock. My arm is literally caught in the rock. I can't, he was a rock hiker, dude. My arm is caught in the rock. I'm going to die. I don't have water. I'm going to die. And so I have to ask for insight. He pulled on it and dragged it and tried to get out of the rock. Couldn't get out of the rock. And then I think it was God that gave him a solution. God, universe, whatever you call it. I think it's the energy of the
source,
universe.
God, yes.
Right. He did. He literally cut off his arm. Mm-hmm. And he lived today to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about romance today, and sometimes men joke about that, you know, when they go out to the bar and they end up with someone in the morning and they want to chew their arm off now that they're sober.
Oh, my gosh,
that's an old joke, Pat.
I'm not saying we've known a few of people like that we've been with. I mean, it's funny that both of us are here, both of us are alive, that we can remember that we did that, right? I don't like ask me who they were. But when we're talking about this in the cards you hold up, they have power.
Yes. These guys are about, you know, the thing is, I say, anticipate the best and shift the rest.
Oh, okay. You're better at it than I am.
Well, the dragons have been telling, like, you know, I had to come up with quips for 64 dragons. So
anticipate the best and leave the rest. But no, I like what you said better.
Shift the rest.
Shift the rest. Okay.
And the reason why expectations create limitations, I talk about this.
Yeah.
Say you're driving down the street and all of a sudden there's a detour and now you're going to be late and da-da-da-da-da. Maybe you're being guided to go a different way because this happens quite a bit with energy practitioners. Perhaps there's an accident down the street and you're needed. And so quite often, if there's an accident or something around me, I'll go a different direction. I'll drive by and I'll pick up the energy. And then I know, oh, it was that. And I can energetically tune in and see how people are doing. That's happened to me on many occasions where I've been first upon the scene of an accident.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. Linda's here with me. And
I love Linda.
Oh, we love Linda. there's a road up to my street. You know, I'm doing this show from my house because we're having technology issues at the office, right? So think about this story. Not a single office suite in the entire complex, nowhere in this big office building, is having the same exact issue we're having, and it has nothing to do with our server. Imagine that.
But that's not a, is that just this morning?
No, it's been for 2-3 weeks now.
Okay, so when, you know, you can test energetically, and that's because this is what your team and I have been working on with my website, with a lot of different things. And, you know, my partner, Will, he talks about this, the systems, you have to check the systems and understand that the algorithms are changing. There's things changing. And when people are in the airwaves, the energy is very electromagnetic. And I find that quite often when people energetically shift a lot, what happens, it'll be a little surge in energy and it'll sometimes drop the call or whatever. And so that's been the case for me since I started doing energy work. And speaking of, like I was telling you about my mom, how she passed this coming weekend. It was in 2011. And she's come through to several psychics to tell them, tell my daughter this and tell my daughter that. And they'll phone me and they're people I don't know. And so she makes me laugh so hard because she was in my energy for the last 3 days. I went and found a picture of her. And she said, what better place to go celebrate the new year? It's almost Chinese New Year on February 5th. If you didn't have a good experience on the 1st of January, you got another chance now. And so she said she's going to hang out at the psychic fair because it's fun for people who hang out at a psychic fair that are on the other side that want to connect with people.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting how this works, how it really works. I just did my radio show this morning with someone from 2007. And her daughter had the same disease my dad did, where in 24 hours, totally paralyzed. She was only 15. And that young lady is 12 years older now at 27, and she shared her journey of being in a 24-hour period, totally paralyzed from head to toe and having to be ventilated. And she was a gymnastics and all of these things. And yet now, years later, and she's gone through this process, we found that her and her mother, you know, wrote a book together. They have a CD out. So, you know, their relationship is beautiful and close. This is, we never know. I mean, that's not the easy way to do it. Trust me. And I'm not saying that, you know, but we don't know for sure. If we don't label the experience good or bad, then we can start to see some possibility in it.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about, especially directly related to this, Colette, is this idea of it's only, what are we in, 3 weeks?
I know.
3 weeks of a mega year. Let me tell you my mega story, because I don't know if you'll agree or not. Here's my mega story. I am a four planet Sagittarius. I am a four planet Capricorn with my moon in Capricorn. So for me, those two are like lined up together, right? December, November, December, January, right? Mm-hmm. They're lined up together. So in November, I get an email from an astrologer that says, we now know why you're so happy all of a sudden, Pat. Like, I always see myself happy. They say, Jupiter has come home to Sagittarius and will be there for 13 months. And
yes,
they explain the energy of this. And then the astrologer obviously got my birth date somewhere. That, and for you, it's a double whammy because your moon is in Capricorn. So it's going to move. Like the thing is going to go Jupiter, Sag, and then I don't even know what planet is Capricorn.
Capricorn is Saturn.
Yeah.
It's deep. It's deep. It's deep. I know this, Pat, because I also am a Sagittarian. I'm a Sagittarian. I have a Capricorn rising, and I'm stubborn like a bull for my moon. And so I've been, you know, looking into that also, and the astrological effects of this. Saturn is an extremely deep planet. The stuff up, you know?
So let me ask you this. I want to get back to what we talked about. And as I said before, this show is about having a live on-air reading, re-energize. This is a re-energetic 2019 shift happens only if you call in. Well, that's not true. Colette will tell you. Colette Marie Stephan will tell you. You don't have to call in. If you're listening to the show and you hear what we're about to do, things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned something from you, Colette, along the way. So I'm really happy.
Well, last year at Illuminate, there was a young woman there, and she, what I do is I give a short talk, and I then pull people out of the audience, take the name out of the hat, and she said, "I'm done with romance," but she's only 33, and I said, you can't be done with romance. I said, "Let's just get you to be irresistible." Is that my cat showing?
No, I love your cat.
Okay,
it's got to be. So your cat is probably a Gemini, right? No, I'm just saying.
No, actually, my mom was care of business when business being taken care of.
Thank you,
Ben. There you go.
You can never, you know, cats just are like that.
Cleanest path.
Oh my God, I love this cat. Look at this cat. Oh my God, what did you say? Clean his cat? And the cat's cleaning itself.
I said path, Pat.
Oh, yeah, a path.
Clean path.
I'm the path. I'm saying clean his path. Oh.
See, but this is how Stella is. She really, really likes to hang out with this energy, right? So if we don't let her hang out here on the video, she's going to be a pain and just start knocking stuff over and, you know.
I'm just wondering, is Stella telling me, hey, Dr. Pat, you didn't take a shower today. Go take a shower.
She's saying that she is the one that is doing the energy work. I got to move over here.
Hi, honey.
Stella.
Oh, Stella.
Dr. Pat's talking to you.
Stella, I'm totally transformed with that right there. Oh my God. I got to tell you, I have cat eye envy. Okay. I woke up when I was 9 years old and I had a dream wishing that I had green eyes. Right. So, okay. Flashback. Look, Stella, I want to talk to you for a minute. Stella, I'm over here. Stella, listen to me.
Cats. Stella, I say this in my manual. Cats have staff.
No, she's listening to me because it's going through her top chakra. Stella, here's the question for you.
Yeah, see, Stella.
Have you let go of your disappointment for this year? Now, did you think you were going to start out 2019 like, oh, right? Uh-oh. And Godfrey, you're a Gemini. Now, look, I said that very lovingly, Anne. Okay, please forgive me right there. Look, by sign, I have Gemini in one of my planet's houses, and my astrologer says that's not a good place for my Gemini. But here's the thing. What did you move her for? I love her.
Well, she'll be back. Okay. Trust me.
So, Stella, I want to ask you, this year, have you had disappointment in 2019 so far?
And this is not really, Pat. I get fed every morning and every night, and if the staff doesn't listen properly, I just do something like throw up on their stuff, and then they notice me.
Stella, but we're talking about some kind of disappointment in relationships. I got to ask you, what's your love like about living with Colette over there?
Well, okay. we don't want to smoke the waves too hot here, Pat.
Look.
What I find for a lot of people is the holiday season.
Yeah.
What happens around this time of year anyway, the bills are pouring in. We are in a very challenging time right now as far as collectively with government situations around the world. There's not really a whole lot of consistency to what we're used to, really. So people are a little thrown off anyway. And then the next most stressful holiday is coming up, Singles Awareness Day, better known as Valentine's Day. And people miss this one. They think, well, I don't do Valentine's Day Valentine's Day, but you and energetically, it triggers a lot of people, a lot. And so I just, you know, we want to strengthen that. The picture that we used for this show is actually out of my layer 3 manual.
Wait a minute. Look what I brought you.
Love.
That's my love mug.
I love it.
My love mug. When are you going to create love mugs with the dragons on them?
I've been looking at it. As soon as I finish the deck, believe me, they are like, hey, let's go. And I'm like, yeah, I still, you know, they generally take me 6 months. Hmm. So right now, sometimes it's not quite as long. But I found that you can't ignore a dragon when they want to come in. And you can't make them show up if they're not ready. So it's up to them, basically.
So Anne, who's watching us and listening to us on Facebook, has come up with a new movement. #SinglesUnite.
Right? There you go.
I'm going to put it right in here. Every time I go to put something in Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Jessica cringes. Jessica's like, what are you putting in here? Singles Unite. And see if I did a good job with this. Singles Unite. Did I spell that right? From Anne.
Yeah, there you go.
Anne Godfrey. Okay.
That is so interesting because the dragon that's coming in now is intuitive. And she says her name's Grandma Anna. And she's quite Ukrainian.
Look. Energy, energy, energy. You are, by all any words I can find for you, Colette, here's what I want to say. Unsurpassing anything I have ever done in 15 years. I've had so many people talk about energy, but very few have written a book called The Truth is Funny, where there is an anecdote, a solution, a possibility for everything. And right here on this show, not too long ago, you and Will, I believe it was both of you, came up for an energetic shift for Lyme disease. Now,
yes, yes.
If people tune into your show every week, they will find that every week all the past shows are filled with this. I want to ask you this. What are you tapping into for 19, supposedly the biggest year, like in a long time, and yet we're still stuck?
Okay.
Look at our government, not at your government.
Yeah. These are the cards coming up here that I would talk about is the tactics. And Edward Snowden identified them. And, you know, what I say about this is govern yourself. If we are using tactics on the people around you, right here, this one here is dissemination of information. This one triggered a lot of people when they picked this one up. We'll have people, these cards spread out, and we'll ask people to choose a card, and they'll pick one, and they'll just start to cry. This is this dissemination card is the one that wanted of the tactics right now. This is the political situation we are in all around the world, and but it's when you believe your own press, and that includes all of us. And so I say that when we learn to take responsibility for our own lives, and that just means that we're able to respond to life's challenges. And if we do that and we put ourselves in a place where we're not, not buying into the fear. See, I don't own a TV for 9 years. So actually, I was talking to Phil that is co-hosting my show. I was talking to him yesterday, I guess. And he's the one that told me that for 30, I said, is there something going on with the government in the United States? And he said, for 30 days now, call it. And I was busy working on my website.
Oh, this is funny. You two are hilarious.
I was working on my website. I was working on my business. I was working on, I want to bring out a strong product. Call to Dance Foundation is here. I'm ready to go. If people want to find out how to shift energetically, I've been working on this for 12 years. I don't have doubts about this.
12 years?
Yes.
12 years ago. Mm-hmm. What happened? Jupiter. 12 years ago, back into Sagittarius. 12 years.
That's it? Well, there you go.
Please don't take another 12 years to get this off the shelf, okay?
Oh, no. It's already out there, Pat. I'm having another Layer 1 seminar on February 16th and 17th.
How do people find out?
At the Kanata Hotel in Kelowna here.
How do we
do that? And I also always give a free talk on the Friday night before. I give a two-hour talk. And everybody's welcome to show up for that talk at the hotel. I pull people out of the audience, like I said, and work on them. And this girl that was saying she was done with men at that talk, it was amazing because I just shifted her to be irresistible and to recognize that a female, if you look at the yin-yang symbol and you look at the Vesica Pisces, this is very, this energy, female energy is magnetic.
Yeah.
Male energy is electric. So I said to her, men like to hunt. Make sure.
Like what?
You know, that we're just going to make you irresistible. And I ran into this girl. She lives in the city here. And the next day, she gave me a testimonial at the last talk she came to of mine. She had 6 men phone her. And the next day, and one of them, she went out on a date for, and she's still together with him a year later.
Yeah, wait, so, look. Look, here's the thing. I had a friend that said that 30 years ago. No, wait, 25 years ago, made the same. I'm done with men. So what she did is she had 6 women connect with her, and she's been with one of them for 25 years.
There
so
you go.
Something for everybody.
See, this is what I mean. It's expectations. Everybody. You never know, right?
You never know. Let's go to the phones. We have got Charlene. I don't think we're going to have any breaks here.
Sorry.
I don't know.
This is the way it goes.
Carter, do you have any banners to talk about Colette's event that you could put up there? Benny, we have someone on the phone, I hope.
Yeah, she's waiting patiently. So Charlene from Canada, welcome to the show.
Hi, Charlene from Canada.
Hello.
Hello. Where can I ask where in Canada? Canada is like a big place.
Prince George, British Columbia.
Ah, the up north, Pat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Way up north.
Yeah. So you uptown girls are talking to a downtown girl, you know, so far down, it's called the Bronx, New York. How can we help you today? Charlene, I don't know. Did you hang up?
I did hang up.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
All right.
So, romance is in the air for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the same day that we met, had our first encounter, like date or whatever, I took a fall. And so now I'm off work again. And, so that's my, my big thing for 2019.
This dragon card right here.
Yeah.
This is unfettered. This is the heart chakra.
I love that word.
Yeah, unfettered. And she says, the only difference between falling and failing in love is a matter of I. So I just have to share that with you.
Is that for real?
That's what she says, yes.
Really?
She says, the difference between falling and failing in love is a matter of I.
Oh my God.
Because the man that you, it doesn't matter if you're in a special relationship with men and with women, women with women, men with men, it doesn't matter. That person is basically reflecting back to you, your energy, your masculine energy. And I've been saying to people, if you want to have a strong relationship, then, you know, tune into your masculine energy. And if you think about that as a man, what does that man want from your female energy?
My magnetism, because we're connected.
All right. And then what does the female part of you want from the male part of you?
I want his electricity.
So this is like, this isn't just like a small thing, because this is more like when these energies are balanced within yourself, that's when people tend to meet someone like this. And I don't know really 100% what is going on here, but there's been a lot of people falling. My daughter, who was figure skating for years and could do a double axle and land clean, took a tumble down the stairs at her building and cement stairs. And, you know, she fell. And by when the ambulance got there, they thought she had a broken wrist and a fractured coccyx. And, you know, I was like, I went into direct mom mode, you know, she's in Texas and I'm here. And so I just sat down, canceled everything and started tuning into her energetically. And luckily she is just bruised. But only a week later after that, I was hiking and my right boot, the hook grabbed my left lace and tripped me as I was walking, and I went for a tumble. And this is the kind of energy a lot of people are talking about, that they're falling. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. It's kind of like what's coming up is people feel kind of like things are falling apart. And so let's just strengthen everybody to the knowledge that the nature has perfect rhythm. The nature shows us this by the Fibonacci series of numbers. There's perfect order to everything. And so we're just strengthening that for you. It's important that our masculine and feminine energies are in alignment for our health. So just strengthening that for everyone. And then, of course, this is the sexuality dragon. And a lot of women have had a lot of success putting him in their lingerie drawer. But you want to take the other little dragonfly here to see if I can find her. She's the orange one in my deck, and that's Grace and Adoration. She's hiding right now, but she's about that twin flame relationship that comes up like between people. So when you get in touch with the thought of falling, does it bother you still?
Well, falling in love.
No, well, I'm getting that. Yeah, see, usually I'll get a baseline, like how much is it bothering you, 0 to 10, 10 being the worst?
It's not it's painful healing physically, but I'm just so infatuated with this new guy that it's not bothering me that much.
Yeah, people get bothered by getting what they get. By, like, if people get what they want, quite often they'll go weak to it because they got what they wanted and now they want it so bad that they don't really enjoy it because they're afraid they're going to lose it.
Oh.
No, I don't feel that way.
Let me tell you where I meant to. This is how you know I am like the queen of optimism, right? So this is me now. There's a reason that people call me Dr. Positivity. The minute you said that, Charlene, I went to this. Oh my God, the universe is so good. Now Charlene is not having to go into work and she's going to be able to spend all this time with this guy.
Yeah, if you like, honestly, but what I would say, Pat, if you meet a new guy and you're talking like she is and, you know, you got this sexuality card going on and here's the twin flame one.
Yeah.
Right? What better place than to be in bed?
You guys, Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Well, let me just throw a couple more things out there. Actually, when you fall, and I'm going to tell you, I fell 6 months ago and I tore my gluteus minimus. If you fall, you don't even have to go to bed. The couch is good. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Because there you are. Oh my gosh, where did this go? Charlene, did we help you at all?
I think he's my twin flame. I really do. Okay.
When people talk about this twin flame thing,
recognize
that that's your masculine and feminine energy integrating, and the people that we have in our lives reflect back to us who we are and what we want. So I always tell women, I'm getting that you did quite a bit of, put a lot of energy into meeting this man. Is that true?
No, he walked around the corner where I work at Costco, and he looked me in the eyes, and he said, "Char, is that you?" And I looked at myself, down at myself, and I said, "I think so," and started to laugh. And then he said, "Would you please give me your number?" And I don't give my number out to just anybody because it's private. And I gave it to him automatically without even hesitating.
But I'm not talking about, what I'm getting is you manifested this man. I'm talking about when you did a lot of work on it. I mean that you've been putting some work into yourself.
Yeah.
And see, do you understand what I mean? I'm getting you've been working on yourself in a spiritual level. You've been real with yourself. And you were gearing yourself to meet this man. And it's beautiful. Yes. Enjoy it. You don't have to be sick to be in bed with him. Look at John Lennon and Yoko Ono. I mean, they had that bed in Montreal, right? That was fun. They wrote a little album there.
This has to be a Valentine's show, man.
It's totally a Valentine's show. Okay, so... you know, part of this is really interesting about the falling thing and what we're going to believe in it. But here you are. I don't even know if Char actually, how Char has actually been spending her time off work. Okay. So that will be the Valentine's show.
But we'll send some of that energy out there to the stratosphere.
Because I think, like, totally, you got it, right? Now, let's talk about this. Do you have a date that you fell? Because I want to talk about holidays and dates, and, like, this is an event. Did you remember the date you fell, Char?
The date Charlie. I fell?
Yeah,
On the 13th of January.
Mm-hmm. Of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was going to say that's a long time to be looking for a man or a partner for like a year. But what does that mean to you, that date, Colette? Because numbers are important.
Well, 13, what came up, of course, that's Christ.
Oh.
You know, the Christ energy, which wouldn't be surprising. I mean, you can't see, I'm getting that this, this is a beautiful, see, this is about your purpose though. This isn't just about, you know, we're joking around here, but when you brought that up, the number 13, I'm just looking for the devotion card, and here's the devotion card. This is actually my Christ card. And it just
hold that closer to the computer so we can see that up close and personal. Oh yeah. Oh.
And that's the baby in the womb. And I'll tell you, for a lot of people, if you know, just strengthening this for everybody. I mean, everybody has their go-to for spiritual matters. Mine is, you know, this is Christ came to me quite some time ago, and he said, you're going to go out and speak for me. And I said, so not for him, you're going to go out there and speak. And I said, okay, if I don't know what words to say, will you give them to me? And he said, sure. So this is about the purpose, your purpose in life. This is about moving forward in life. Yeah. This year, see, relationships in business, relationships in family, relationships as lovers, those, if there's a weakness in one of them, there's usually a weakness along the board, you know, just in relationships alone. But a lot of people think they have a relationship problem and they maybe have a business problem, or they think, because it's never what you think it is. And so it's just, we just strengthen that for everybody out there. Most people that are connecting with me right now are saying that they're concerned about their finances. Does that resonate with you, Pat, people, what they're saying to you?
No, I'll tell you what I'm hearing from people. I think it is related to what you said. What I'm hearing from people is an indirect, like a couple of years ago, all we got were very direct money, money, money. Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing now, it's making money doing what I love.
There we go.
Another deal, right?
I'm going to find that card. That's my manifestation card. And this is something that, your reproductive center, that's your sacral chakra. And what a lot of people don't realize is that that's how you manifest. And there's many ways of manifesting. The way I like to do it is I put it out there to the universe. A lot of people will say, well, when I get the money, I'm going to do that. And I tell the universe, I'm going to go do this, so you need to send me some money. Like, I'll work hard, you know, I'll put the hours in, but unless you can, you put it out there, people quite often do it backwards.
Yeah.
And same with if they're doing their best to attract a lover. Now here's the manifestation. And that is, she's got a ball of energy and she's working then, you know, working it. And so that's what I want to strengthen for everybody, is that in these times I'm getting things are quite, this is the new normal. This is the new normal. So we can sit there and be bothered by it, or we can allow ourselves to look at it from a new perspective. And I mean, if you're with this man and you get to take time off and lay in bed with him together, and you've been waiting all this time to meet, it's okay.
A long time.
Yeah. And this is my perception card. You'll notice it's perception, like prrr. This is a Valentine's Day show.
Listen, you know, part of this for everybody out there. And by the way, I have a special announcement. Are you ready?
Yes.
This show is scheduled to end at noon. It's not. We're going to continue this show, if you're listening, on Facebook Live, because we're just warming up. So at noon, when our local stations have to hang up, if you want to continue to follow what we're doing, go to facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio, all one word, and you can pick it up where we're going here, because we're not done yet.
This has been crazy like this for the last, since November, just like you said. My Sag energy kicked in. I was like, I'm getting my websites done. I'm going to have everything looking. I'm going to get my booth done. I'm going to work on my product. And I'm, you know, getting everything together, because I can feel it. And I like to do that before February 5th, because it's Chinese New Year. And if I don't manage to get it done before Chinese New Year, I know there's some country somewhere that has a new year, and I'll set a new goal. And so with all of this right here, what we're in right now, this place we're in, I'm not one for turning a negative into a positive. Having said that,
I can't wait to hear what you're about to say.
Mm-hmm. Because what we want to do is not judge the experience.
Yes.
As good or bad, positive or negative, it's an experience. Is that not what we came on this earth to do?
Let me tell you this. Yeah. This is where I need your help. Mm-hmm. This is where shift is going to happen here, but I'm not sure that that's it. Oh, by the way, isn't that my card behind you?
Which one here?
Isn't that my card?
Your card?
Isn't that the one that I picked for very first card you did? I can't see it very well. The manifester.
The manifester. No, because you were it's the manifester. This is sexuality.
Oh, I can't see it. But they look very close to this.
Well, the one I just showed you there is the manifester.
Yeah.
And well, that's the one about also for romance, you know?
Well, that's
the one you
exactly.
pick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that Lady Gaga song? Yeah. Okay. So, Charlene, thank you so much. Have we helped you out enough here?
I was wondering, how can I get your cards, Colette?
Yes.
You can go to thetruthisfunny.com, and all my information is there. I'm also on social media at The Truth Is Funny with Colette, and on Instagram and all of that. Of course, the radio show Wednesday mornings, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. I'm at the Illuminate Psychic Fair.
Tales from the Vector.
Talesfromthevector.com if you want to look up my energy correcting cards and paintings. As I said, they've been out there for 3 years now, and people are like emailing me and phoning me and saying, what the heck?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just check those out. And I also do teleconferences. Be Irresistible. That's my telespa. And I also do teleshifting, like that. I call it float your boat. And that's to get all the aspects of life into alignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Charlene, I got to tell you that Colette is amazing. I have gotten to take this journey with her now for a bunch of years. And she is actually my inspiration to do more. And I'm getting ready to share that story with her. You know, one of the things I love is that all of you as listeners and folks that have called in and have sent emails, you've given us a direction to go. And the direction you've given us to go is one that no other broadcasting network is going or is doing. And how do I know that? I got a call from perhaps the largest Christian radio station about 2 weeks ago. And I'm about to share what that's about. And what I was told by an expert is that most broadcasting does a show. Maybe they have a couple of affiliates, but nobody distributes the show the way we do. And they asked me why. Here's what I said. I said, I don't know what other people do. So I guess it's good that I pay no attention to none of the other WBCD radio networks, because that was never what it was about for me. Mm-hmm. I am a host first and foremost, and my mission was to reach millions of people through positive talk. This is our 15th year anniversary.
Wow, Pat. Congratulations. Wow.
Never changed. So everything we do, Colette, mm-hmm. is about reaching people all over the world and helping our host. And here's what I know about this.
Oh, and Pat, I am so blessed to have you in my life and your team.
I mean,
oh my goodness, they've been like poor team. I feel so like, because I was like, you know, starting to send email after email after email after email. I worked on my websites just to tell them what I wanted changed for 200 hours between November and Christmas there.
I know, then, it's Sagittarius thing.
Yeah, like I was on a roll, you know what I mean? But oh my goodness, I said to them, I don't expect you to drop everything. I'm just, while I'm on the roll, I like to get her done, you know? Then, yeah. You know, so this is because for me, this is my greatest love is doing this, being like, feeling like, oh, for like, this is 12 years of going out there and I'm really happy doing it this way. I like having coloring book manuals. It's fun.
Well, I got to tell you, we don't look at it like that. Here's what I tell my team. And this, I really do feel for them today because they're doing something special today. But here's what I say to them about that. It's not that you drop everything, but as a network that is built upon positive messaging in the world and expansiveness, we have to be able, when you send us that, to stay neck and neck with what you want and not fall behind. So our motto is to do that. And 9 times out of 10, even if we get changes from you or from Sarah or Claudette, which I want to talk about, is we make sure we do it parallel. And 9 times out of 10, folks on this team here are going to say what I'm about to say to you. Is now, even after doing those changes, and I helped with some of them, I want to give the page a fresh look. So what happens is there's an energy that builds. Two things are important for you to comment on.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, we were told that whatever we were going to do, we would be so limited in the scope and the reach. Mm-hmm. Is what they meant. Anybody out there that's doing like a transformation, anything, you just are not going to have a public appeal.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't listen to them.
So you're ahead of your time.
We're trying to stay in line with you all is what we're trying to keep up.
We're all ahead of our line too.
Exactly. But like, that's it.
Our time, not our line.
So they said to us, one thing you'll never be able to do is do a business channel. And by the way, even if you did it, the people that are on your business channel, they are not going to have anything. They're not going to. Newsflash. Today, I'm happy to announce one of our hosts, Claudette Rowley. You know her.
Mm-hmm.
You should interview her on this. One of our hosts, Claudette Rowley, when she started to work with us, cultural brilliance did not exist. We helped her build the brand, build the book proposal, build everything out there. She put her knowledge, years of experience together, helped her with a book proposal. She acknowledges this in the book. And as a result of that, got a book deal, got the book sent out there. January 22nd was her launch. Today, it's not over, folks, so please go buy the book at Cultural Brilliance. Today, I'm happy to announce that Claudette's book, Cultural Brilliance, The DNA of Organizational Excellence, is an international bestseller. And our co-host, the Canadian people, the U.S. people, Canada, number one on the Canadian list.
Well, I think, you know what? I understand that Canadians have a tendency to be very apologetic. And we maybe needed someone like you to bring her out. You know what I mean?
I love this. This is a body of work that I said I was never going to do again. So for me, I was living and projecting my experience in organizational change and behavior to help her. Mm-hmm. But here's what I want to ask you about. We're going to continue the show for a little bit. This is our Transformation Talk Radio, Dr. Pat After. For those of you that may be listening on the machine or phone or I don't even know, go to facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio. Colette and I are going to continue for a little bit because we got something super to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give you a scenario and I want you to, in your way, give us some insight.
Okay.
Every day, I'm pretty much being told by some expert that we've lost our minds. Pretty much, like, if maybe not every day, but at least once a week, I get something. So, you know.
Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not. I mean, it's always a sign. So,
Will says, if you say insane and you say it really slow,
okay,
then it sounds like a good thing.
Oh, wait, let me do it.
Okay.
Insane. Can you play that back like the record? Play it backwards. You're going to love this. Everybody has been saying to me, you got to do your crowdfunding. There's a reason we haven't launched our crowdfunding yet. Here's why. Everybody thinks it's some strange reason that I'm looking to do something different. I'm not. The reason we haven't done it yet is because all of the new things that have come in at the moment that we've been asked to do, and they're not small, and they require all of our resources. Point in case, we were not going to launch God Talk Network until June. It was laid out in the schedule. God decided, I am not going to be launched in June. And so we came into this year with three shows, three people saying, we kind of saw the God thing. When are you doing that?
Yeah.
The first one, we said, you know what? We'll kind of do a little sneak preview. We'll do it. The second one, we said, you know what? We'll do a little more. The third one came from, thank you, Benny.